34. Behind the Saubers' house, near the fence that separates the family's backyard from the undeveloped land, there's a rusty old swing set that Tom Saubers keeps meaning to take down now that both of his children are too old for it. This afternoon, Tina is sitting on the glider, rocking slowly back and forth. Divergent is open in her lap, but she hasn't turned a page in the last 5 minutes. Mom has promised to watch the movie with her as soon as she's finished the book, but today Tina doesn't want to read about teenagers in the ruins of Chicago. Today that seems awful instead of romantic. Still moving slowly back and forth, she closes both the book and her eyes. God, she prays, please don't let Pete be in really bad trouble, and don't let him hate me. I'll die if he hates me. So please let him understand why I told. Please. God gets right back to her. God says Pete won't blame her because Mom figured it out on her own. But Tina's not sure she believes him. She opens the book again but still can't read. The day seems to hang suspended, waiting for something awful to happen. The cell phone she got for her 11th birthday is upstairs in her bedroom. It's just a cheapie, not the iPhone with all the bells and whistles she desired, but it's her most prized possession and she's rarely without it. Only this afternoon she is. She left it in her room and went out to the backyard as soon as she texted Pete. She had to send that text. She couldn't just let him walk in unprepared, but she can't bear the thought of an angry, accusatory callback. She'll have to face him in a little while. That can't be avoided. But Mom will be with her then. Mom will tell him it wasn't Tina's fault, and he'll believe her. Probably. Now the cell begins to vibrate and jiggle on her desk. She's got a cool Snow Patrol ringtone, but sick to her stomach and worried about Pete, Tina never thought to switch it from the mandated school setting when she and her mother got home, so Linda Saubers doesn't hear it downstairs. The screen lights up with her brother's picture. Eventually, the phone falls silent. After 30 seconds or so, it starts vibrating again, and a third time. Then it quits for good. Pete's picture disappears from the screen.